German State PM, Give Russian Mega Yachts to Open Borders Activists. By Peter Cattell on March 10, 2022. Luxury yachts taken from Russian oligarchs as part of the Ukraine invasion sanctions regime should be handed to a migrant taxi NGO that ferries migrants from the North African coast to Europe, the Prime Minister of a German state has said. Bodo Ramelow, who serves as the Prime Minister for the German state of Thuringia, has said that he wants seized luxury yachts to be confiscated from Russian oligarchs and handed over to a migrant taxi NGO that was previously accused of operating a slave ship transporting illegal immigrants. Some European countries have impounded the luxury superships, and while it has been claimed Germany grabbed the yacht linked to a powerful Russian oligarch worth over $500 million this month, the Ministry for Economy and Innovation has since denied that the seizure actually took place. Nevertheless, State Prime Minister Ramelow once held vessels handed over to Sea-Watch, a German migrant taxi NGO operating in the Mediterranean, a press release says. I'm in favor of the oligarch's luxury yachts being confiscated and transferred to Sea-Watch, the leftist politician declared, saying he wanted to see sea rescue with oligarch boats seized by the country. Ramelow also reportedly called for a complete confiscation of all assets of those who support the Putin system, while also voicing his support for the rearmament of Germany's Bundeswehr armed forces. This is far from the first time either Ramelow or Sea-Watch have found themselves in the headlines. Operating a number of boats in the Mediterranean which shuttle illegal migrants from the coast of North Africa to European nations, Sea-Watch has previously come under fire from authorities for its activities in the region, being accused of human trafficking. Italian authorities, in particular, have been highly critical of the German group's operations, with the country seizing one of the NGO's boats over what it described as several irregularities. One admiral from the country also called upon Germany to help seize the group's activities, saying that the NGO was operating a slave ship. I ask you to take all the necessary measures to stop all Sea-Watch 3 activities related to the landing of illegal immigrants in Italy, Admiral Nicola De Felice wrote in an open letter to Germany. These acts do not honor his nation and its flag, placing Germany and the most Christian German evangelical church in a position of unconscious collaboration with human traffickers, he continued. In conclusion, I am waiting for your government to remove the honored German flag from the mast of the slave ship Sea-Watch 3, the admiral also said. Meanwhile, Ramelow himself, a prominent believer in multiculturalism, also hit the news when he was forced to implement a system segregating migrants of different cultures. Migrants of Christian backgrounds in German asylum centers at the time reportedly described fearing for their lives as others within the facility's hardline Sunni interpretations of Sharia law, threatening those of different backgrounds.